Amanda Toffman, EXO.
Oh, Ken, how you doing, baby?
What can I do for you, Dickie? I'm sort of in the middle of something here right now.
Now, Candace, look, I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of the show, but see, I need to talk to Rick Ratchet about something very, very important. I know we just got done with the match, and I want you to do me this simple favor for me, baby. I want you to wrestle him up, okay?
No can do, Batee. He's already left the building. Something about the Hall of Fame and fertilizer.
He's what?
He's gone, Batee.
He's left the building? Well, he just got done wrestling.
Like Elvis cost.
Ah, dang it. Then why'd he go and do a stupid thing like that? Candace, listen to me, baby. I'm stuck. I can't leave this dressing room because that wooing maniac Jack Craven is looking to take me out.
Woo!
Oh, good Lord, dang it, Candace, can't you hear him? He's right outside my door again. Where's that security? My God!
Mr. Craven, Mike Morrison, hot dog?
Woo!
There he is again! Look, Candace, before the night's over, I need to talk to Rick Rogers. You hear me, Candace? Look, if I don't, my plans for the next show will be ruined, baby. Look, do this job for me, and maybe after the show, together we can... What the hell? Hello? Hello? I must have hit the dang button by accident.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a challenge match and is scheduled for one fall. Making his way down the aisle from Detroit, Michigan, and fighting out of Manhattan, New York. Standing 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighing in at 261 pounds. With everything to gain and nothing to lose, this is the immortal one, the heartbeat.
JK, baby!
Woo!
So Jack Craven is now claiming his headaches and blackouts were nothing more than a mere coincidence. Look, give me a break.
Woo!
Jack Craven has a serious injury, and I'm not sure who paid off his doctors to give him a clean bill of health. Whether it was Batiste, Frank Wright, or even Jack Craven himself behind this charade. I'm telling you people right now, I've seen Jack Craven in the ring, and I'm telling you, Jack Craven is one major chair shot away from visiting the big ring in the sky. Speaking of the sky and soaring high, let's greet La Sombra as the American flag appears on the Ovaltron. The arena thrusts into darkness, and before La Sombra enters, let me talk to you about something for a brief moment, something that I find is very significant to what's about to happen in the ring in just a few moments. At Grinder 7, Julio's chances at winning the main event were drowned out when Jack Craven himself attacked La Sombra after being eliminated. That's right, folks, after being eliminated. It's this single event that forced Julio to say enough is enough, and tonight, we're going to see if Julio can back up those very, very big words. An explosion signals the green, white, and red smoke that shoots from the rampway. And here comes La Sombra directly from Mexico City, Mexico. Shaking his head to the music and decked out in his golden trunks with matching boots and shin pads. Julio is followed closely behind by his lovely and loyal valet, Marita Okiko. Holding a tequila bottle to the camera, let's zoom in, folks. Oh, can you believe it? The label on the bottle reads, Tijuana Thunder, Mexico's finest. Getting into position on the ramp, Okiko strikes a pose as Julio raises both hands in the air, pausing for a moment. They suck in the energy from the arena. Oh, golden confetti explodes behind them. Shaking off the tiny pieces of paper from his shoulders as he makes his way down to ringside with Okiko close behind. Julio stated earlier before his match, as upset as Craven is, he will not be making an example out of the Latin Prince tonight. Julio also stated that he does realize that the challenge that Jack Craven presented to him is something that he has never gone up against before in his career. I don't know. From what I've heard, Julio has a new move called Tijuana Thunder. And if he hits this new move, he says it's going to be lights out for Jack Crane.
Ladies and gentlemen, he needs no introduction the world over. Simply put, he is La Sombra!
As Julio finally enters the ring, you can see that he's staring a hole directly into Jack Craven's chest.
Woo!
The ropes for Akiko to enter, Sombra protects Farina like a lioness does her young. With Akiko now out of the ring, the referee turns to signal for the bell. It's Julio Rodrigo versus Jack Craven, and here we go! Semi-circle by both men and diving into the center, locking horns over the logo. La Sombra fakes the collar tie, delivering a surprise boot to the midsection of the Immortal One. Craven doubles over and grabbing Craven's hand. Sombra unloads with a series of vicious UFC-style knees to the face. And Craven reels backwards from the impact, turning his back to his opponent. La Sombra sees this as an advantage and steps forward, nailing Jack right smack dab in the middle of the face with a side super kick. And flat on his back and counting the lights, Jack Craven struggles from underneath the 1, 2, kick out by Craven, and the referee is calling for this bout to continue. You knew this contest was going to be a tremendous bout, and as Julio lifts Craven up to his feet, he lowers an elbow right into the side face area of Jack Craven. Sombra repeats the move again, again, again. Craven rolls into the corner looking to escape the assault, but Sombra stops Jack dead in his tracks with a hard stop to the back of the head. Groggy and not sure which way is up, Sombra pulls Jack off the canvas, sending him into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Off the rebound and back into the center of the ring, Julio is waiting for him and leaping into the air. He's looking for a drop kick, and Craven swaps the move, forcing La Sombra right onto the back of his neck.
Yeah, stay down, bitch.
Sombra now trying to get back to his feet. Oh my god, Craven just runs him over with a big boot to the jaw. And just like that, folks, Jack Craven is in control of this contest for the first time. Jack Craven is certainly someone you cannot look over or look around when you're booked against him. But when you think about La Sombra's win-loss record, the advantage has to go to the man without fear. First neckbreaker plants La Sombra into the logo and not looking for a press. Craven follows with the power move up and into an Irish whip and off the ropes and back into the center of the ring. Oh my god! Craven unleashes a killer clothesline from hell and spinning Sombra. Semi-circle, head over heels. Craven makes the press. 1, 2, 3, no, kick out by Sombra, and this one's gonna continue. From my vantage point, with every power move that Craven hits, Sombra's body just seems to slow down a bit more. Call me crazy, but is it the possibility that Sombra's bout with Lee Real took so much out of him that the man without fear just hasn't had time to recover? Craven whips Sombra into the corner with the hard Irish whip, and Sombra hits with the stun. Charging in on the Immortal One, misses with the high knee and gripping his leg from the hellacious impact. Craven uses the ropes to cripple back to an upright position. Scissoring the head, Sombra pulls up a Hoonin Carbon and down, getting across the canvas, goes Jack Craven.
Oh, come on, referee. This ain't fair. Look at him and look at me. He might want to get some more people from the back.
Sombra's not wasting any time and up to the ropes, but still with a glassy look in his eye, he points both middle fingers in the direction of Jack Craven. Leaping into the air is Tijuana Thunder! 1, 2, kick out by Jack Craven, and Sombra is
serious. Oh, come on, ref. Your job's easy. 1, 2, 3. How hard can it be? Just count to 3. Your job's done.
Fans, La Sombra has lost it inside the ring, and now he's screaming at referee Bruno Babbio. He's telling him it was a slow count. Sombra looked pretty good to me. I don't think Bruno's cheating in there. Turning to San Craven up in the center of the ring, Sombra plans a side headlock, and Craven counters with immediate side suplex. My god, what an awesome power move by Jack Craven. Shaking his head and crunching up the sink, Craven is now getting to his feet and pulling Sombra up
the canvas.
Jack Craven is telling the fans to get ready, because here it comes. What does he mean by that? Get ready. Is it a snake bite? Over his head, Julio's extended into a gorilla press slam position and charging the ropes. Oh my god! Sombra just went through the timekeeper's table. Holy shit! Here comes Big Daddy exiting via the top rope and setting up on the apron. Here he comes. Thunder Mountain leg drop and Craven missed. He missed down onto the broken pieces of windows. Jack Craven, and my God. done. Somebody better make an appointment with his proctologist. Sombra crawls up onto the apron and motioning for Jake to get to his feet. Julio jumps up, cinching in a front headlock, spinning in a semicircle and stepping down hard. Graves planted into a small mat courtesy of an awesome Tornado DDT. The fans are going crazy and struggling to push Jack Craven back into the ring. Sombra follows and he's calling for a head and arm suplex. Julio, don't do it, you're too small. Craven's got a Jack attack! Jack attack! Jack attack! Craven's going for the Jack attack slam and lifting Julio Vince into the air. Sombra floats over the shoulders. Chop block from behind and the Mexican Madman has Craven crippling to both knees. Reaching back, Craven breaks the eyes last over that cheap bastard. Sombra's blinded and he can't see. Okiko is now up on the apron and she is screaming at Jack. Craven is cheating to the referee. Craven can't take it and now he's crawling towards Farida. Get out of there, Farida! Get away from the ropes! This guy's not mentally stable! Pulling back her hand, she tries to smack Jack Craven through the ropes, but the Immortal One grabs her frail arm. He's holding onto a key. Oh my god, he's got Okiko by the hair, and he's stripping her back and forth from behind. Julio, oh my god, I think he snapped. He sees Farida struggling with Craven in the ropes, and he's charging forward. He's got the top rope spinning forward. Farida looks and oh, 4-1-1 blast Craven in the face, and falling flat on his back, the Immortal One can't stop Sombra from the cover. 1, 2, 3, Sombra wins. This one is over. Wait a minute, folks. The referee is saying Craven kicked out and this one's gonna continue.
Oh, come on, ref. Your job's easy. 1, 2, 3. How hard can it be? Just count to 3. Your job's done.
La Sombra has snapped inside the ring. He has had it with the referee. And now he's got the man in stripes by the shirt. Julio, don't do it. He's gonna disqualify you. The referee's not screaming back at La Sombra. Out from behind. Craven goes low, scrambling the wheels of La Sombra. And he's got him in a jack attack.
Jack attack slam in the center of the ring.
Julio's legs just collided with the referee. And still, my God, Craven's covering him. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, chair shot to the back of Jack Craven's head. Cripples the Immortal One and back inside the ring. Rick Righteous is now placing La Sombra on Craven. Rick Righteous has returned to the building. Is this Mr. Matisse's plan all along? Righteous is shaking the referee up. Oh no, not like this. 1, 2, 3, this one is over and bailing from the ring. Rick Righteous has just cost Jack Craven a sure victory. I gotta tell you, folks, will this bad blood between Rick Righteous and Jack Craven ever end? Oh my god, right move stunner on Sombra, and Okiko has now entered the ring. Rick Righteous has rolled back into the ring and he just stunned La Sombra, leaping onto Righteous's back. Okiko is now trying to grip Righteous's eyes out.
Right move stunner on Okiko, my god!
I think he just broke Farida Okiko in half.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, the man without fear, La Sombra!
Oh my god, folks! Jack Craven is bleeding, La Sombra is not moving, and I think Farida Okiko might have some permanent throat damage from that Rick Righteous right move stunner. The Messiah has finally returned to the building, and with all the evidence mounting right now against Mr. Matisse, you have to assume that he issued the code red on both La Sombra and Jack Craven. Folks, I'm dying to know the truth, but something tells me when I hear it, I'm not going to be able to handle it. While our ring is being cleared and the medical team tends to the injured, let's take a break. And when we return, it's going to be our former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, taking on the current Can-Am International Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real. Oh my God, somebody help Okiko!